I know that some of you have noticed that I don't stand up as much as I normally do in service. And maybe you know and maybe you don't. But I want to tell you an incident that happened. I feel that God wants me to. But you know, when you grow older in life, there's some things you don't do like you used to in everyday life. So I decided I was still young enough to get up on top of the house and clean out the gutters. I climbed the ladder to the top and I started to step off, and when I did, the ladder kicked out at the bottom. And I went down on the porch, the ladder on top of me, and it broke this right leg above my ankle. Broke it in two, broke bones. Crushed my heel, broke my foot across the top. Turned my foot around backwards. And here I am, can't get up. First time in my life. I grabbed my foot before I even thought and turned it back around. I told the doctor about it, and he said, well, if it hadn't been the time it was, you wouldn't have done it. But I went to the bone specialist in Birmingham. He told me if I'd do what he told me to, I could get around pretty good within 10 months or 11 months. That's been a year now, 1 year. But I laid on my bed, this is what I'm going to tell you. I laid on my bed in the living room, in the bedroom. My wife was in the other room one evening, and I was praying as I laid there. The first thought come to me, I was just pity myself. Lord, I thought about Hezekiah. I said, Lord, I've tried. I don't understand this. Years and years and years trying and preaching the gospel. But just before this happened, I feel Jesus. I don't know about you.
Listen.
But I started home one night in church. My wife was riding in the car with me. And I looked over at her, Brother Toby, and I said, I'm so tired, I can't hardly live. I'm so tired of the conditions of the churches, the world that we're in.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. She's there, she'll tell you. And I went home, and the next week this happened. I was laying there in my bed, and I said, God, help me. I don't understand. And brother, it was like a blast of thunder almost in my soul. God said, you're a murmurer. You're a complainer. Brother John, that brought me down as low as a man can go. And I began to cry.
Bless you.
God said, I called you for one purpose. And you've got all the world on your back. You're seeing everything and complaining and murmuring about the congregation ain't big enough. Your message don't have the effect it ought to have. God was pointing out to me, brother Michael. He said, I'm holding you responsible for the promise that I made to you. I called you to preach my gospel. And I'll take care of the rest of it. I'm here tonight, and God bless me with ability to walk. But I'm not worried about the effects of the message anymore. That's God.
Listen, Lord.
Amen. And I never have looked at the congregation and say I don't worry about the number. I've always wanted my church to grow. I believe a real dedicated man of God will have that desire to
see church
grow.
Yes, sir.
But no more do I worry about. But I'm very much concerned when I walk behind that pulpit.
Amen.
That I'm looking in the Word of God. I'm not listening to this man or that man. I'm not trying to preach like somebody else. But I'm looking into the Word of God, and I want to bring it like God gives it to me. If you like it, glory to you. And if you don't like it, it's God's Word in your hand.
Amen.
I want the family, if they will, to stand. He is leading the way.